Melissa and I had just completed a 6-day intense Zoom seminar. Excited but exhausted, we finally went to bed. And naturally, for myself, a stress relief is sex. And that night, Melissa was more of a let's relax and just enjoy. And my first thought was, what if I just gave her unfeathered attention, not expecting anything? What can I do to make her relax to a quiet yet powerful orgasm? Let the pressure build up. Let the electricity between my hand and her body excite her. What if this was so relaxing for her that she would be on the verge of sleeping or dreaming as her own pulse and excitement grew? One of the things that I like to do is to just pass my hand over her body, centimeters away, millimeters away from touching her, just letting the electricity of my hand tease her own body. And at that point, I just told her just to lay down, close her eyes, and relax. Relax. Let that music play in the background. Smell the candles that I had just lit. Don't do anything other than enjoy the electricity that my hand is projecting on you without even touching you. Guess by the electric current between my hand and your body where I am. Allow your body to feel that wave of passion that I'm giving you. And as I had her close her eyes, I at first moved her hair to her side so that her neck, cheek, forehead, her eyes, her nose, her lips be easily accessible to the electric current that my hand was giving her. That current that we all understand as a twinkle into our body. As she laid there in silence, just listening to the music, just enjoying the fact that I was caring for her, wanting to relax her and build up a gradual sexual pleasure to an orgasm. And as I ran my hand over her forehead at the start, she could feel the power of my hand just circling her forehead, millimeters away from her skin, not touching it yet. Just knowing that I was close to her, thinking of her, taking care of her, was exciting and relaxing for her. So as I gradually place my hand on her forehead or over her forehead, I could see her relaxation penetrating her body. I could see her heartbeat. I could see that she was giving in on none touch at that time, sexual excitement. So as I gradually move my hand over her forehead, over her eyelids, on top of her lips, you could see her lips part a little bit. You could hear her breathing gradually increasing from total relaxation to a gradual awakening of her senses. I brought my hand now closer to her cheek, to her earlobe. Yet I still had not touched her body. And I could feel myself, the electricity she was giving back, gradually lowering my hand to her neck, moving on top of her shoulder, just millimeters from her skin, letting her want the feeling of that electrical power that was in my hand. Not a word, not a movement from me. Just the pleasure of listening to music while allowing my wife to enjoy the moment, the sensation, the atmosphere, the total relaxation, yet excitement of knowing that I was taking care of her. Gradually making my way to her cleavage, still just not touching her, just the electrical power in my hand now hovering over her breast to the side. I could see in her reaction small goosebumps, a symbol of excitement growing. I could feel even the slightest breath change in her breathing. I could feel her own excitement growing as I processed and proceeded my hand just over her right breast, watching carefully the reaction of her nipple now slowly getting flooded with new blood. You could see the goosebumps on the outskirt of her nipple. You could gradually see her nipple getting erect, like my cock comes when I'm getting excited. Her nipple now getting bigger and bigger. Was she now thinking of having it touched? Maybe elect? Maybe pinched? Maybe sucked on? Yet I still had not touched her body. It was pure thought, reaction, and anticipation of what my touch on her body would be. as I continued to tease her without touching her, I could see her heart beating. I could see that her mind was now in her own little space, the space of her own imagination, her own thoughts, her own flow of energy. The excitement, even for me, was amazing. Seeing my wife react to nothing more than me running my hand over her body. I could see now her lips part to allow a breathing of sensuality. I could see her head tilting to the side, knowing that she was relaxed. As I continued hovering over her left breast, I now decided to pay attention to the other one and just again hover. And as I did that, her reaction was immediate. Her lips parted, her tongue slightly slipping out of her mouth, gasping some air, possibly gasping some motion. I decided to go back and tease her forehead, her eyes, her lips again, not touching her, but she knew where my hand was, just by her own instinct. I gradually extended a finger over our eyebrows, making caressing movement from her forehead to her temple. Her reaction was immediate. She knew that my finger was there, and she wanted just a little bit of pressure, but it was not the intent at that time. I brought my finger now closer to her lips, millimeters from her lips, just looking how beautiful her body was and her lips were to me. And her tongue started to come out slowly as she knew where I was. She knew that I was inches away from her touch. But we're having lazy sex. Just enjoy the time, my love, I told her. And again, she went into her own thoughts. As I lowered my hand now on her chin, closer to her neck, on her cleavage, running my palm of the hand out just over that nipple that was now erect, just by her dreaming and thinking of the excitement it would be if I just laid my hand on top, gradually leaving her breast, moving down towards her navel, just enjoying slow motion, hovering over her navel. And now I could see this torment of desire coming from her. I could see that gradually her legs opened up, her feet slid to the side. Suddenly, I could see that she wanted and guided me closer to her legs, to her pussy. My hand floating on top of her mound. Now, was enjoying my own electricity, looking at her legs slowly parting, looking at her lips gradually swelling. It had not yet been touched, just the reaction of the electricity in my hand. Her desire and her thoughts of being caressed tenderly without even being there. Was she dreaming? Was she anticipating my hand to finally touch her there? And as this was happening, her leg gradually released their position and opened up a little bit, sufficiently for me to gradually lower my head even lower to her mound, still not touching her. I could see her lips now getting engulfed, swallowing. I could see that the excitement was growing. Just looking at her mouth and her tongue, looking at the reaction on her nipples, my hand was now midway down to her pussy, but it was not yet the prize that I was going to give her. As this happened, I gradually followed the path towards her thigh. Her right leg now moving to its side to allow me room to caress her, yet without being touched, as I gradually position it between her legs. She knew exactly where I was. She knew that I had left her pussy, teasing her even more. My thought was just to leave her in anticipation of what was to come next. As I gradually made my way back towards what I now saw was a excited pussy. Her lips had now split up, opening her channel to any touch of my fingers, my tongue, my own lips, or my cock. Her lips were apart. Her clit was now excited. It had not yet been touched. The pleasure had only been in her mind. And as I gradually, slowly brought my hands closer and closer, I could now see some wetness into her vagina coming out slowly. Light pearls of glistening juice were now starting to flow to lubricate. Just imagine, from not having even been touched, Her excitement was growing. And as I was looking at this, I was happy to meet a man that actually was allowing my wife to enjoy a touchless sexual